Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Germany and France offer new Ukraine peace plan. The leaders of Germany and France arrived in the Ukrainian capital Thursday, Kiev, with a new peace proposal aimed at halting the upsurge in fighting near the Russian border. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande met in Kiev with Ukraine's Western-backed President Petro Poroshenko. No details of the European peace initiative were disclosed. President Hollande and Chancellor Merkel will present their plan to Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow Friday. Also in Kiev Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks with the Ukrainian President Poroshenko. Secretary Kerry blamed pro-Russian separatists and the Kremlin for the escalating violence in eastern Ukraine.
We talked about the largest threat that Ukraine faces today, and that is Russia's continued aggression in the east. Now, there's no other way to call it.
Secretary Kerry says he wants a diplomatic solution. Cameroon says at least 91 civilians have been killed by Boko Haram since the Nigerian militants invaded Cameroonian villages on Wednesday. The defense minister told VOA that 6 Cameroonian soldiers and 13 Chadian soldiers also died in clashes with a gunman in and around the border town of Fotokol. Jordanian warplanes launched airstrikes against Islamic State targets Thursday, a day after the country's king vowed relentless targeting of the militant group. That following the gruesome killing of a Jordanian fighter pilot whose plane went down in Syria. No information was given on the targets of Jordan's military airstrikes. King Abdullah visited the family of the slain pilot at their home in southern Jordan Thursday. This is VOA News. The Yemen branch of al-Qaeda says one of its top commanders, Harit al-Nadari, was killed along with 3 other militants from a U.S. airstrike in the country's south. Nadari was most recently seen on video praising last month's deadly attack on France's Charlie Hebdo newspaper. The search continues for 11 missing people from the TransAsia Airways plane that crashed into a river in Taipei Wednesday. The death toll is up to 32. Ralph Jennings reports.
Fire rescue crews were diving into the chilly Geelong River in sometimes rainy weather Thursday to find people who were on board the flight to the Taiwan-controlled outlying islets of Jinmen. Taiwan's Aviation Safety Council said Thursday it had found the aircraft's flight recorder and started a formal investigation. The cause of the crash remains a mystery. TransAsia says the aircraft was less than a year old and had a new engine installed in April. The pilot had issued a Mayday distress alert after takeoff and reported engine flameout. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
The German and Greek finance ministers report making no progress in their Berlin talks Thursday towards settling the demand from the new Greek government to restructure the country's bailouts. Pierre Moscovici is a European Union's Commissioner for Economic and Financial Affairs.
We'll have to find a balance between full respect of the democratic choice of the Greek people and also full respect of the commitments taken by the Greek state to its creditors and partners, not only in the EU, but also elsewhere.
Germany's finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble says that he and Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis had agreed to disagree about Greece's call to end strict austerity measures. But Mr. Varoufakis said, "We didn't even agree to disagree." An influential body of Nigerian leaders says elections planned for February 14th should go ahead as scheduled. The Council of State, an advisory body chaired by President Goodluck Jonathan, issued its decision after meeting in the Nigerian capital Abuja on Thursday. Some Nigerians have called for a delay because of slow distribution of voting cards and violence in the northeast, where regional forces are battling Boko Haram militants. President Barack Obama had words of praise for the Dalai Lama, calling him a man of compassion, ignoring China's protest against any American involvement with the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader. Mr. Obama did not meet directly with the Dalai Lama when they each attended the annual National Prayer Breakfast Thursday in Washington. But they were seated a short distance away from each other and used that opportunity to exchange greetings. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.